industrial, commercial, and residential electrical service work. Godfrey Electric, an underwriter of the WCNO Ministry, is available on the web at www.godfreyelectric.com or at 561-833-3753.
Welcome to On to Perfection, the radio ministry of Resurrection Life Family Worship Center. I'm Trevor Banks, and I'm glad you've joined us for today's broadcast, and I trust you'll be blessed by the message.
Jesus had control. When word came to him that Lazarus, his friend, was sick, his best friend is sick, and everybody around him knew that he could heal him. Why not go and heal him? That's your friend. Jesus had his emotions under control. He stayed there because he knew there was a bigger picture. Amen. See, whenever your emotions are not under control, you miss the bigger picture. Amen. And oftentimes you can destroy something God is trying to do. Amen. Amen. I done lost some of y'all already. I didn't say we were perfect because it's not possible to be perfect in the sense of all the time doing everything that is right and being right all the time. Because you ain't right all the time. Matter of fact, let me get y'all involved. Tell somebody beside you. You ain't right all the time. Now that felt pretty good, didn't it? Tell them too, I'm not right all the time either. So see, even when you think you're right, you need your emotions under control because you could be wrong. It doesn't matter so much when you're a little child. You know, children are apt to be corrected. When you take on a great deal of responsibility, when like kings of old, just with a word, and even today, with the press of a button, a war can be started. Hundreds of thousands of lives taken just over someone's decision. In the spirit realm, God's going to place such an authority on his church. Do you understand that he is the head, right? Amen. We are the body. Amen. The head can do nothing in the earth without the body. The head is in heaven, headquarters. But the body's in the earth. And so everything that God is doing is through his body, his hands, his feet. Amen. His mouth, his eyes, all his head is there. We are seated with him there. But yet we are the body. We are here. And so everything that God is doing, he's going to do through his church. You have to understand that what God is currently doing in the earth, he's not doing through the governments of the world. He's not doing it through osmosis. He's not doing it, amen, any other way but through his church. Whatever God is going to do and fulfill in the earth is going to be through his church. Not a building, but a people. That's why you and I, we have to purpose to align ourselves. Amen. That we not delay, nor block, nor distract from what God is doing because of our life or lack thereof. See, church has changed. Just like technology has changed, church has changed. Church is not just coming on a Sunday now. You know, and hearing a message that either make you happy or make you mad at the preacher. That, you know, we knew church like that years ago. That was church. Church has changed. You got to live this thing now 24/7. There's no room. There's no latitude. There's no lot of room for messing up now. You can lose your position of stature. Hello? Very quickly. It's like the enemy knows his time is short. So he's starting to crowd. Hello? That's why we got to fall in love with Jesus all over again. Come on, that's why you got to fall in love with him all over again. You need another dose of his love and his grace to straighten out your attitude. Hello? We need an attitude of gratitude. Many came this morning, they had no real gratitude. They want from God, but they have no gratitude. That's a difficult person to deal with. They want something from you, but they're not thankful. You don't even like to deal with people like that. Always wanting something from you, but never really thankful for it. Just want something fulfilled in their life. Well, all these things I'm touching on are strategies of hell. Strategy of hell to try and defeat the church. I got good news, though. We cannot be defeated. The church of the Lord Jesus Christ will not be defeated. I got more good news. We ain't going to quit either. You might have rolled over and played dead, but God going to resurrect you, get you back on straight street, and you're going to be better than before. You're going to be stronger than before. You're going to be wiser than before. You're going to have more joy than you ever had before. Amen. You're going to walk in forgiveness. You're going to walk in healing. You're going to be one of his greatest testimonies. Look what God has done. See, that's our destiny. But I got to tell you the outworking of this stuff that we deal with. Amen. As we get to that place of destiny. Amen. So in 2 Corinthians chapter 4, verse 13, we having the same spirit of faith. There we have it. Spirit of faith. The same spirit of faith. Spirit of faith. Say that with me. The spirit of faith.
The spirit of faith.
The spirit of faith. Not just, not just the token phrases. You know, everybody from, the secular realm in sports and in celebrities and movies, everybody speaks certain ways. You know, they speak strong, positive stuff. But it's not really from a spirit of faith. I'm not talking about positive thinking. You know, the world today, everybody wants to be positive. I'm not talking about that. That's not based on any truth. That's self-help. And really what God wanted to do with self is kill self. Amen. Galatians 2 and 20 says, "For I am crucified with Christ." See, that's where it starts, being crucified with Christ. And then Paul says, he goes on to say, nevertheless, I live. In other words, I'm dead, but I live. A saint can understand that. I am crucified with Christ, nevertheless, I live. But he says, yet not I. In other words, there was self died. The Paul that he knew before he got saved died. Come on, he died. But yet, that same Paul is alive. But he said, the life that I now live, I live by the faith of the Son of God. I'm not living on my own merit or my own ability now. I'm living by the faith of the Son of God. In other words, Paul had the spirit of faith. He wasn't just trying to, put on something, airs and be something, that he wasn't. He had the spirit of faith. And that's what we need. That's what we desire. That's what the world needs. You can speak to the mountain all you want, but without the spirit of faith, the mountain gonna laugh at you. And when I talk about mountains, I'm talking about big problems. We're talking about authorities in the earth. Remember when Noah's flood, or the flood of Noah's day, took place, the first thing that was destroyed was the flesh. Everything outside of the ark. All the people, when the water rose high enough, the people couldn't stand on rocks. And it says that all flesh died. That's the first thing God wants to destroy, is the flesh, the works of the flesh. As the water kept rising, though, the hills were overtaken. Those, I like to liken those hills to small difficulties. But as the water kept rising, the trees were covered up, and then the mountaintops were covered. And then the fowl of the air had nowhere to land, and they were destroyed. But see, they were destroyed by the rising of the water. Tell somebody, fall in love with Jesus. That's how we overcome. Paul said, I'm crucified. See, the religious spirit, which is a spirit, it's a religious spirit. It justifies people in their works. They find fulfillment merely or simply in what they do. Now, there's a side of that that's okay. You know, we want to be fulfilled in what we do, but you're not justified by your works. I'll go as far as to say this. Nobody get offended, but you're not justified with just coming to church. Coming to church doesn't justify us. You know, being here doesn't justify me. Because, see, are you here for real? Sometimes we're in places, but we're not really there. When we are here, what spirit are we carrying? That makes all the difference. The spirit of faith, the spirit by which we do things, is not all the time what we do. It's the spirit in which we do it. Remember, Martha and Mary were serving, and Martha ran to Jesus and said, "Lord, don't you care that my sister has left me to do all this serving? Bid her come that she might, in other words, make her come and help me." And Jesus, he said, "Martha, Martha, you are troubled or cumbered about many things." See, he didn't just leave it in that instant. He spoke to her spirit. He said, you are troubled. You are cumbered about many things. In other words, the spirit by which you are serving is not a good spirit, but you're serving. It's not a good spirit. You're cumbered. You're troubled about many things. And see, when that person's like that, a lot of times they'll include someone else in it and try to pull somebody else in. While Mary was sitting at his feet. Now, he said something very, very important. He said to Martha, "You're troubled about many things." He said, "But Mary has chosen the good part." The good part. Somebody say the good part. But he went on to say, "That shall not be taken from her." You see, all that Martha was doing, and what we do for reward. Amen. We do it as unto the Lord for reward. But he said, the spirit by which you are doing this, you'll have no reward. Martha, you're cumbered about many things. You're troubled. And the spirit by which you are doing this, you will receive no reward. But Mary has chosen that good part. In other words, she's sitting at my feet with an attitude of gratitude, an attitude of worship, an attitude of reverence. And she's receiving that will not be taken from her.
Thank you for joining us as we continue in part 19 of The Faith Crisis, The Spirit of Faith, part 2. It is sometimes difficult to find faith knowing all the details, shortcomings, and mistakes in your circumstances. But you must be bold no matter what and speak the promises of God. You cannot rely on your environment. It changes too much. You need to be set on course, heart fixed and made up. Wherever your life goes, you can dominate in that situation. Wherever the sole of your feet tread, God has already given it to you. Learn how to possess your soul in patience. Do not be locked into your emotions. They make you angry, and anger rests in the bosom of a fool. When anger is your driving force, you will make wrong decisions. Watch what you say. Continue to speak faith, and you will develop a spirit of faith.
This is Trevor Banks again, and I'd like to invite you to visit us tonight at Resurrection Life Family Worship Center. Our services begin at 7:30 p.m. Come and join us for great music, anointed preaching, and warm fellowship. We're located just off US 1 at 405 Exoria Avenue in beautiful Fort Pierce, Florida.
Thank you for listening to today's message. And for more information or more messages from On to Perfection, call toll-free 1-877-TR-BANKS or visit our website at trbanks.com. And always remember, God will perfect that which concerns you.